Hey, guess what?
What?
Today's another day that John's still a baby.
John's a babby.
Hey, if you haven't seen it, we made a video where we challenged John Wilson, rival YouTube channel, to a spicy pepper challenge, and we did our part.
And we did it because we're effectively iDubbbz content copying John. He's a bad person making bad videos.
But he gets a lot of views.
He gets so many views.
Hold on. He gets more views than we do, though. What are we doing wrong?
Apparently, if you watch H3H3, he talks about how he loved making fun of Logan Paul when Logan Paul sucked, because he's like, for the first time in a long time, I was able to punch up again. So that's what we're doing. We're punching up. John, suck
it! We have more subs than he does.
Yeah, but he gets way more views.
That's true.
John, suck it!
Yeah, we're expecting that to, you know, blow up. It already went viral amongst our friends, because we got, like, you know, a lot of views. Because
three people reached out to us about it.
Yeah, we did get a lot of real-life feedback in a way that we don't always. I want to talk about the aftermath. How was the aftermath?
I have a good story about the aftermath. So I felt like trash, and then I went home. I fell asleep in my little baby bed. And there was, like, this weird moment when, like, the crib thing wouldn't slide up, and I was really frustrated about that. I fell out twice, but whatever. Woke up.
Did mom have to put you back in?
Yeah, well, I couldn't climb back in. I was just a little baby.
Yeah.
And I drove to work. Well, mom drove me to work, sorry. And we were waiting on my friend Nick to get there to open the doors, because I beat him there. And there was this fun moment where my tummy made a sound, and I went, I think I'm going to poop my pants before Nick gets here. And I just about did poop my pants, and I had to run past everybody and elbow a few people to get in the door first so I could make it to the pooper and not take a giant dump in my pants. And then it was a little spicy coming out.
For me, it was pretty much, oh, that was kind of Bernie. And, like, a little bit of Sanders in there, and it was done.
A little bit of Sanders. Yeah. You know what I forgot, dude? Danny made burrito bowls, and I ate a bunch of corn in my burrito bowl. I forgot that you don't digest corn very well.
Well, if you don't chew it, it just goes right on through you.
Yeah, and I looked, I was like, I forgot that. That's pretty funny, because there's just a bunch of corn in the bowl.
It's a good prank. it kind of smells like corn and poop.
Yeah, it's almost like it's what it is corn and poop.
You know?
Do you think that you could, like, run that? So, in a post-apocalyptic world, could you eat corn, not chew it, poop it, take it, clean it, eat it again?
Yes.
I don't know why you couldn't.
Probably only, it could, because it's probably slightly degraded, so probably, like, five cycles.
And then you have somebody who's, like, their dedicated job is keeping track of what cycle the corn you're eating's on.
Can't you drink your wee for two cycles?
I think so.
Yeah, so,
well, if you clean it the right way, you can drink your wee for two cycles. If you don't, you just drink your wee, and then it helps.
What if you try to clean it the third cycle? Is it just not clean?
No, I think, well, I think
it's just, is it just salt in a bucket?
It's not clean, and also, like, you can't clean it enough to make it not make you sick. Because, like, there's a video of Bear Grylls peeing inside of a snake that he hollowed out in the desert. And then he drinks the pee because he was dying. And he's like, I know I'm X amount of miles away from my end destination. So it's okay to drink this pee because they can help me not die from drinking the pee. So if you're in the situation of, do I die of heat exhaustion now or drink my own unclean pee just to push through the last hour of hiking, you drink the pee.
This is probably the grossest we've ever been at the beginning of our show.
Yeah, because when we did Brown Note, we waited. We didn't slap him in the face with Brown Note at the beginning of the show.
I forgot we did that.
Yeah, but we did do the Brown Note. And we talked about how your nephew and your daughter screaming in unison's your brown note. Oh,
yeah. That's true. Dude.
Have we said anything funny yet? My bit talking about the crib funny?
Yeah. And we're going to have to just keep rolling with this because I'm not editing that. I'm not going to edit it.
I like how much me and Carson have to take out of our show to make it even seem like it's roughly about the TV show we're watching. There's so much editing that goes on.
Did you not realize that this was about Star Wars? Is the listener not aware that this is a Star Wars podcast?
This is episode 52?
Yeah, sure. I think it's 51.
51. Oh, dude, we've almost been doing this for a year.
It's 50, episode 51 of the Star Wars podcast. This is Life's What You Rate It. My name is Michael.
I'm Mark.
And this is actually not a Star Wars podcast. I know it's very confusing when you listen to the show, but it's not really a Star Wars podcast.
It's not confusing for anybody who's consistently listened, but imagine this being somebody's first episode. Like, they talked about poop, and they made jokes about him being a baby, and I guess it's about Star Wars?
That was a joke. The Star Wars part, the pee was real.
The pee was real.
And the baby part was a caricature
of me.
Your ability to eat spicy peppers.
Yeah,
Though, to be frank, I was also a baby with that video.
Yeah.
In that video, I also broke character and was just a little bit dying for a bit.
Dad asked me how much of my was a bit, and I said 0%. I think Michael did a little bit of a bit.
No.
But I was like, I personally did 0% in that video. No, dude,
if you actually, and I don't know if regular people can tell this or it's just me because I know me being a bit and me not being a bit. When I watch that video back, it's real. The amount of real that's in the video versus the amount of bit that's in the video, the bit is only the beginning and the end.
The bit when
suffering,
you put your hand on me, I was like, oh, I was like, oh man, Michael's.
I put my hand on you as a bit. Yeah. But like the parts where I'm
actually suffering though.
Yes, like, the parts where I'm yelling, the parts specifically where I yell and I'm like, why is it so hot? Or why is it juicy? Or where I'm burping or coughing? Or when I just start yelling, like none of that is bit. I was broken character. I could not handle it. I was being a giant baby.
I watched that video and I went, this is funny for us.
Yeah.
Because we're not doing a bit. But then I was like, are other people going to find this funny? Because it's apparently incredibly hard to eat something so spicy to you and do a bit.
Yeah, well, so, like, that's the thing. Now that we did the video and we talk about, like, hot pepper gaming.
You have more respect for those boys?
Yeah, dude, how are you supposed to review a game? I was dying, man. And I feel like I was being a real baby because those are just habaneros. Like, they make way spicier peppers, is what I'm saying.
Not naturally, though. They're science.
I tried to eat the next day just to try to, like, test my fortitude. I tried to eat a cayenne pepper, which is, like, what they use to make, like, you know, every other hot sauce known to man that's, like, human. It was fine. Like, I ate it, and it was spicy, and, like, I waited a while just to see if I could handle it, and I was like, oh, this really isn't that bad. But also, they're a very small fraction of the spiciness of a habanero.
So, you know what I was thinking, actually, and this is a weird bell curve of people commenting and reaching out to us and saying they liked our stuff. If you would have asked me if I would do that again after we filmed that video and my tummy was hurting me,
yeah,
I would have said no.
You would say no?
I would have been like, nah, dog. I'd be like, maybe if John answers or goes hotter, we'll answer him. Maybe.
What are you talking about maybe, dude?
But I was I don't want to do this again.
Let me turn the camera off real quick. We have to do it though. Like we can't.
No. If John answered, no. That's wrong. Here's the thing. People reached out and they liked our video. No, that's what I said before.
But then John liked our video with a knife, and I realized that we just got demonetized. But if that is the most popular thing on our channel, we may be stuck eating hot peppers the rest of our channel.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. People liked it, and that made me come. Also, I watched the video and thought it was funny watching us get upset about peppers, but I was like, I guess I could do it again.
If you're not willing to sacrifice your body
for
the fans.
Hey, it's like being boozled. Have you played being boozled and gotten the bad bean and went, I think I'm going to play this again sometime?
Yes.
Liar.
Because it's not that bad. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me rephrase this.
Have you had dog food?
Yes. If I was doing it for the fans, it's not that bad. If I was just like laying on the couch like, oh, let me try one of these and play Russian roulette with food, I would not do it ever. But if I was doing it for the people, I would of course sacrifice my body for the people.
Hey, I have a fun game.
Look at my body. Do I care like I like treat it nicely anyway? Like, look at me.
I have a fun game that I want to buy and start doing at like the top of the end of the show.
What's up?
And it's like, it can be an ongoing bit thing we do. And it's we take Bean Boozled and we spin it. And then we have an ongoing competition. So you eat a bean, and then you have to look at my face. So I eat a bean, and you have to look at me.
We try to no-sell it?
And you try to tell me if it's a good or bad bean. And okay. I try to hide my emotions. And then you do the same thing. And then we just do the show.
Yeah.
But then we, like, do it the next week, too, and we keep a running tally of how many we've gotten right or wrong.
I mean, I could, here's the thing. I can make a habit out of eating bad food for the people, but it seems like you maybe struggled a little bit.
Here's what I'm saying.
It seems like it hit your tummy way rougher than me.
Here's what I'm saying. First of all, it hit my tummy real hard, dude.
It hit both of our mouths, it seems, fairly equally roughly.
But, dude, my tummy was hurting at the end of that thing.
Do you know why you're...
Here's what I'm saying. The people cared about it, and I'll do it again for the people. But if the people stop caring about it, I will not do it again, is what I'm saying.
Let me tell you, do you know why it made your tummy so bad? Do you know what capsaicin does?
No.
I did not realize this until I did a little bit of research.
Does it eat your tummy hole?
No. It doesn't damage you at all. But you know what it does do? It triggers your pain receptors as if it were damaging them. So even though it's doing no actual physical harm, your body thinks it's getting chemically burned. So, like, if you, like, technically, it's kind of a mental thing, because it is your body just responding with the pain, but, like, there's been no, like, scientific research that, here's the thing, some people say it makes heartburn worse, it doesn't cause heartburn, and also, after we ate that pepper, I didn't have heartburn. My tummy felt weird because the inside of your stomach's pain receptors are triggering. It can make you throw up because your body thinks you're getting chemical burned.
So it goes, oh yeah, you should probably not have this
chemical. Even though it's not really hurting you. So it's all in your brain.
It's all in the brain.
Can't you conquer it?
No, dude, I'm too smart.
Here's the thing. I can say whatever I want to, but clearly if you watch that video, I was dying.
Dude, it's a rough time.
My body was very convinced I was dying. I sweat so much.
I want to say this. I have a lot more respect for Link than I thought I did. And I already did have a lot of respect for Link from, like, the work that they've put in. But I would watch those videos and go, I'm sure it's hot, but, like, whatever, dog.
When I swallow... the pepper is the first time that I cough. That's when I swallowed it. I didn't think it was going to stay down when I swallowed it. I thought it was coming immediately back up. And I was like, not, it was not for the bit, people. I seriously almost just threw it back up.
I will say this. I think, so like, let's just use this as a ranking. How many scoves do you think that was?
I don't know.
Whatever.
We'll
if we
say
go
10.
Much higher, if we go from 10 scoves to 12 scoves, I think I vomit on camera.
I mean, isn't that what they really come for?
Like, I'm saying,
I'll come for the sweat.
You know what, dude? I think I would have rather vomited than feel like trash the rest of the day.
I felt. This could just be a discussion on how terrible I feel all the time. I felt pretty normal once we were done.
I like the idea of you not going, well, maybe I've just had better pain tolerance. You just go, oh, no, I feel like trash all the time.
Well, we have established that. That is the life that I live. I tried to work out this week. Want to hear a story about it?
Yeah.
I did it. I did push-ups, and I did crunches, and I did some barbell stuff. I did some stuff with the barbells. And
I like that you didn't say what you did. Like, the barbells were there, though. I was using them.
Me and the barbells.
I was swinging them around.
We hung out, and my body was used to get the barbells to maneuver.
From point A to point B.
Yeah, from what was
I moved the barbells in physical space with my body.
I moved them to point B, and then back to point A, and then to point B for some number of reps and sets. And I didn't feel good. And I still feel... a little sore, but I don't think that it's like, here's the thing, here's what I'm trying to say. When we ate the peppers, it felt bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I worked out, it felt bad. Mm-hmm. But
one of those made you better as a person,
or what didn't kill me made me stronger both times.
They both made you better as people.
They both made me better. What are the odds that if I ate a habanero right now? No, that's the thing, though. You can train your body to basically, I read this, you train your body to just stop triggering the pain receptors when you eat spicy food.
Do you do that just by eating so many spicy foods?
Yeah, you just eat more spicy food until your body basically goes numb from spice. That's what birds do, because birds will eat spicy peppers, too. But their bodies have, like, evolutionarily just dropped the ability to feel it.
I like the idea of, like, back in the day, though, a bird would eat that and burst into flames.
Which, this could be why it didn't hit my tummy so hard, because I do eat way more spicy food than you do.
Yeah. Dang, dude.
I think that my belly is stronger on the inside, though.
You do have a stronger stomach than I do.
That's been universally true.
I'll throw up at the drop of a hat. I was about to say I'll drop at the throw up of a hat, and that's not how the saying goes.
If you see someone's hat, you drop to the dance floor and break.
Yeah, if I watch somebody throw up a hat, I would drop down and swim in it.
You'd throw down a piece of cardboard
and just start be like, oh, and God.
Head spin in it.
Dude. And just start freaking popping and locking, dude. This is the show where we rate everything. Did we tell people that?
No, we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10. The Habanero Challenge.
Was a 10 out of 10, actually.
It was a 10 because A, it was fun to make, except for the part where it sucked. Then B, it was...
Our improv bit was like the funniest improv bit we've done. Like traditional, like, here's a improv
I thought that
game.
Was fairly funny.
I thought that was fun.
I thought that the video turned out really well, and I made a good thumbnail, and a lot of people watched it.
And everybody's really proud of it, you.
Well,
for the first
know.
Time.
I think they're laughing at us still. I don't think we've successfully made them laugh with us.
How famous do we have to be till they laugh at us? Or is it just the type of comedy? We're just doing too lowbrow stuff.
I don't know if you've ever seen the comedian Jack Black, but I don't think people laugh with him. I think people laugh at
him. If you're doing
him.
It on purpose to get people to laugh at you, aren't they kind of laughing with you still?
That's the secret, though. That's on us. We don't let them know that.
They don't. So they.
We want them to kind of feel like bullies. We want them to feel like bullies and feel like they're like superior to us. But deep down, we know that we.
It's the bit.
Are the champions.
It's for the fans.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of we're trying to. We're constantly in this game of tricking our friends into cyberbullying us.
Hold on.
What does that say about our... I think this is more about our fans than it does about us. If the people that watch us exclusively watch us because they think they're cyberbullying.
I specifically... Okay, so I don't know if people know about this, but there's a thing called Reddit. And I made a subreddit for Whack Matters. It has zero
followers
or whatever. But I do post pretty much everything we do there every single time.
I like that.
Because someday someone will go.
When you watched Gus Johnson go, I tell all new creators to post their stuff on Reddit, well, I think you misunderstood. I don't think you got it.
You don't think you meant just put it on your own private subreddit?
I did. Hey, gosh, I did exactly what you said. It's not working.
So we have our own. You should go check it out. If you are Reddit, it's
R. You want to know the number of times I've been on Reddit?
None. It's r/WhackMatters. Anyway, I've put 3 rules on the Reddit subreddit.
Is one of the rules they have to cyberbully us?
One of them is keep it PG. The other one is no SFW, no non-safe for work content, which I say in that rule, keep it PG should include the fact that you're putting non. And then number 3 is no harassment of other people. However, goofing on us is totally encouraged. So I am asking people to cyberbully us, even on our own subreddit.
So people are just like, hey, dude, I really like that we like the same guy. F those idiots, though.
Screw those nerds, man. Yeah, basically. I'm asking people to hate on us publicly.
Do you have anything to rate this episode?
Well,
we've been kind of doing this for so long, you were hoping something would come to you.
Well, I mean, I was talking about the peppers, and we rated that as a 10.
And that's what you wanted to talk about?
Well, I mean, I did want to talk about it.
Hey, Michael, you know what I want to talk about? And we can put ranked in the title for this, because that's hot sometimes, ranked. Okay. Talk about house pets.
Because
there's a lot of house pets.
As a house pet.
People, things. Okay, if you're one of those little baby idiots.
What about gators? I've seen them in the tubs. In the bathtubs.
Gators, yes, we're ranking gators. Okay. But if you're one of those dumb idiots who has an oinker in your house, and you're like, this is my pet baby oinker, and I love him so much. I say...
But what if they know?
Yeet that oinker like a baby and get it out of here.
But what if they know that he will serve the family in his afterlife?
If you have the pet... Here's what I'm saying.
What if he was both?
Even if we have it... No, because... My dog might pass away someday, and I don't care how good Whitaker would taste, I'm not going to eat him when he dies.
Well, why would you eat Whitaker? He's a dog. We're not barbarians. But if he was a pig...
I wouldn't eat him.
But what if he knew? What if he knew, dude?
Then he's not
what
a
if
pet?
He spent his
then,
whole life?
Then he never really loved me.
No, he wouldn't love him. He loves you. He sacrificed himself for you.
If it's not a pet, you have to love a pet.
But what if... You don't have to love cats. People have cats as pets, dude.
No, for instance, this is what I'm saying. Jared, Annie, our sister's cat, is not Jared's pet. Annie is Maddie's pet.
He is, technically.
No, because Jared doesn't like Annie. Maddie likes Annie. Annie's Maddie's
pet. It's
named
Anakin because of him.
Is his name?
Yeah, his name is Anakin. They called Annie.
Why is everybody in our life such a gosh dang nerd, dude? Like, I understand that we're nerds, but it's like we're a magnet.
I'm not a nerd. You're the nerd.
Everybody in your life.
I'm clearly a jock.
Everybody in your life.
I attract them like magnets. But I really want to go back to this because you don't have to like pets.
You do have to like a pet. It's not your pet. So, for instance, Whitaker.
There's no pet by proxy?
No. Whitaker's not mom's pet. Mom hates my boy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Gypsy fan. Gypsy's not my dog. Gypsy's not my
pet. Would
you
eat Gypsy, though?
No, she's a dog. You can't legally speak.
We're not barbarians. However, what if the pig spent his whole life trying to serve you, knowing that that was his ultimate destiny, dude?
That's a farm animal.
But what if he lived in your home and slept in your bed?
And you never loved him. Then it's not a pet.
If you love him... Are you saying that you can never love things that you will eventually eat?
Yeah, kind of. I think that's an okay rule.
But I'm wondering why. Like, why can you not both love the cow and also eat the cow?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Because think about eating the thing that you loved.
Well, I'm not going to eat my dog, my dead dog. He's a dog. Dogs clearly break the rule.
But if you love the thing, you shouldn't... So here's the thing.
What if it's the cow?
It's
a different type of love. Like, I love you in a different way than I love my wife, in a different way than I love my oinker. If you know what I mean. Like, I love him. He lives in my home.
So you're going to have a cow live in your home and love him so much.
No, he's a pig. His name is an oinker. Cows do not oink.
But what if that was the joke you made? I named my cow Oinker.
But if he lived in my home and I referred to him as Meatloaf, like the singer, and I loved him and pet him every day.
Here's the thing about your cow Meatloaf. He was always trying to get out of your house like a bat out of heck. Part two.
We just had a calendar on the wall and every X brought Oinker one day closer. To his ultimate sacrifice.
Your Meatloaf battle the heck part two.
Eat one day closer to sacrifice.
I don't think you love it then. It's not if you... Okay, so I'm going to rephrase that. I believe a farmer can like love his herd of cows that he's raising for meat. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the same love that you love with a pet. If you love a pet like that, if you start to love a cow that way, you're not going to kill it and eat it. You don't kill and eat pets. Because you love them in a different way. Like, you can love your pet cow.
But if you love him, you have to let him go.
To your tummy. You let him go all the way to
the chopping block.
All the way to Tumtown and then Poopville.
Yeah, dude.
Tumtown with a one-way ticket to Poopville. All aboard. What do you want to rate birds? We know people who have a lot of pet. We know people with pet birds. You think a bird's a good pet? I don't think so.
I don't want to be a jerk here. No.
For I don't one, think so either.
Name a bird that's ever wanted to be in his home. Ever. If they have a cage, they don't want to be in there. If you open the door, they'll fly away and not come back. They don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there.
They're basically prisoners.
If you have an animal that has such a reign over the house that if it just gets taller, if it gets at a higher point in the house than you are, it goes, I'm clearly in charge of these idiots. And also an animal that flies around and at any point could fly over your cereal and dump in it, it's probably a bad pet and you shouldn't have it.
Or it flies into the ceiling fan and the pet is no more because they're that stupid. Birds suck. I give them a... Two
out of
they're
five.
Really bad pets. I'm sorry, John. Birds are bad pets, dude.
Hold on, they have rhythm.
The cockatiel. The inside jokes are not funny. What was your next pet?
Kitty cat.
They suck.
But hear me out.
They're fuzzy, and they are cute.
Hear me out. Also,
okay.
The way that a kitty cat is shaped is perfect for kicking
and yeeting.
And yeeting.
In fact. They always land on their feet.
Which means it's not animal abuse to kick or throw a cat.
If you enjoy yeeting your cat, is it your pet? Like, if you enjoy just, like, full-on hucking that boy, is it a pet or is it a toy?
It's a toy. People who say you can't have a living toy have never thrown a cat.
I've seen cats jump out of full, like, three-story buildings, and they just land. Like, I don't think their terminal velocity is damaging is the problem. Or the pro, if you like, I guess.
No, that's the problem. No, the problem is...
The problem is the terminal velocity for kids is not damaging. I threw him out.
I tried to kill the cat so many freaking times.
Dude, I threw him off of an airplane, and the freaking thing just landed in the water. Or not in the water. He landed on the ground feet first and lived.
It was just, what's up, homies? I'm chill.
If you land in the water, he would die because he hated it so much because cats hate water.
He would drown himself on purpose.
Dude, cats aren't good, though.
I would say probably a two.
Either a four or a two, and I feel like cute, and you can yeet them.
But hear me out, dude. So, hamsters are cool. Kind of. And guinea pigs are kind of cool.
They're aight.
They're all right. But here's what I'm saying.
You can't yeet a hamster. I mean, you can.
You can't eat a hamster, dude. They're baseball size, pretty much.
Dude, if you yeet a guinea pig. Like, if you eat a hamster, also, I don't think terminal velocity affects it.
But no, here's what I'm saying.
It depends.
Here's what I'm saying about that cat.
Okay.
You can train a good boy dog. Your good boy, your best boy, best friend. And yes. Say, hey, this is our pet hamster.
Doggins are...
Doggins.
Dogs are the dragons of pets.
Yeah, hey, bud, this is our pet hamster, and he's our homie. Don't eat him. And he'll go, okay.
Yeah.
If you try to do that with a cat, the second your back's turned, that cat's going to mess up that hamster.
Have you ever watched a cat?
And
they just play with them, dude. Yeah,
they're such little divas.
They're
about
little taskmasters. They just bat them back and forth until they die from exhaustion.
And then they eat them.
It's real gnarly, dude.
Cats are the worst. I hate cats, and they're bad. That's why they're a 2 out of 10.
But you can eat them. And I don't know, dude. You could, like, use them for field goal practice.
Dude, did you see that? That's a 65 yarder with that one. Heck yeah.
Just. I think that brings it to a 4. Also, there was a game back in the early days of Flash video games where you could catapult kitties at holes. I think it was called Catapult Cat or something. If you missed the hole and hit the wall, they exploded. And by split, I mean they just splatted.
And then it would show up and say, you won. You solved the game.
You win. I think we can bump them to a 4.
4 out of 10.
Okay.
Hamsters. Here's the thing. Hamsters, guinea pigs, all those little baby guys, they're essentially
so
the same pet.
They're so cute. But here's the thing. If you... It's going to get a little bit morbid again. I'm sorry, my people. If you... Okay, hold on. So we have to establish...
If you lose your pet in your house, it can accidentally just walk around and kill it?
So first of all, if you can step on a pet and kill it...
That's not fair, because I could step on my dog and kill him.
Yeah, but that's kind of on you. He's way bigger. Well, he also sucks. He walks between your feet. Here's the thing.
Whitaker.
They're too small. But here's the thing. A hamster, I don't... Let's establish the difference between terminal velocity and how hard you can yeet an animal, right? So, like, I don't think terminal velocity affects a hamster.
That's fair.
But if you... But I'm sorry, my people, but if you just take a hamster and you just baseball him at a wall, he will die. I'm just saying.
100%.
I was saying this.
I think
guinea pigs, terminal velocity definitely hurts them. And if you yeet them at a wall, they will definitely explode. They seem like just prime water balloons. They just seem like the water balloon of the
like
animal
very
kingdom.
Very small Whitakers.
They do. They just seem like they're primed to burst at any moment. Yes, and I know that we shouldn't be yeeting our guinea pigs.
But hear me out. The movie G-Force.
Bad movie. It's one of the worst movies I've watched. I can't believe you even brought it up. Why do you always bring up such suck movies?
I tried to watch G-Force again.
Why?
I couldn't.
What world do you live in where you have so much time that you decided to watch G-Force again instead of doing anything else?
I do a show
else?
Where I make fun of bad media. I was like, maybe I should do a movie. I should do a Whacker on Track about a movie. And I watched part of G-Force and said, I will never do a Whacker on Track about this because I will never finish it. It's not bad good like Aliases. It's just bad bad.
What's next, pet? Oh, by the way, we have to rate those small mammals
too.
Ooh, but they're so cute, and also they can store a lot of nuts in their mouth.
If you can accidentally kill them so easily, it's a bad animal.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had a pet hamster with your son.
My son would eat them.
You wouldn't have a pet hamster very long, would you?
That's true. I give him a 2. It's not good. I feel worse. I feel bad about that. Like, I feel fine rating birds and cats low. I do feel bad about rating
hamsters. Because hamsters are cute.
They're cute and they're mammals. I feel better about loving mammals than I do about birds because they're kind of evil.
You seen Phineas and Ferb? What about Pet Platypus?
Yeah, he also is one of the few mammals that lays eggs, which makes him pretty rad.
Pretty rad.
All right, next.
So you was going 1 to 10. You rated Pet Platypi as pretty rad.
Oh, we're supposed to rate Platypi?
Yeah, Pet Platypi.
I've never touched one. I can't rate something I've never touched. That's just canon.
Okay. I had a good one. Oh, a snake. A slithery little snake. A snake.
One. They are Satan. Satan clearly picked them for a reason when he came to Earth to deceive Eve.
This one.
He's like, let's see. Well, should I pick? Should I pick cats? They're pretty beeholes. No, the snake. He's my boy.
He's my boy.
No, snakes are terrible. One, you should never have an animal in your house that is a predator. And also, God cursed.
Cats are predators, dog.
No, a predator to man. God cursed women by hating snakes, and why would you own one? Unless you hated women. Yeah.
Hey,
in which case?
Respect woman.
Next.
Dogs.
Dogs, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. They're the dragons of pets.
Can you name a bad experience you had? Okay, hold on. Also,
I've been bitten by a dog that was a mean dog, but I blame...
me. You blame yourself. I didn't love the dog that bit you. A mean dog is essentially... my blind spot, like a lot of girls have with guys that hit them. Like, a dog will bite me, and I'll go, like, that's my fault, I'm so sorry.
I've been bitten by a dog that was clearly, we'll say, neglected. And so I kind of want to not blame the dog for having a crappy life. I don't think I've ever been bitten by a dog who is loved.
I've been bitten by a cat. That was loved. I've been bitten by a cat that was mean. But no, here's the thing. If a cat bites me, I get mad at it, and I don't think it can be redeemed. If a dog bites me, I go, well, he probably had a reason.
There's one dog that I think might have just been a little bit, like, possessed. That once he was evil. And he did try to kill me.
Right, but he also tried to kill himself multiple times by jumping out a second story window.
That dog also jumped out of a window.
Several times.
He lived, unfortunately, for all involved. Including the dog.
He was like, I gotta get this out of me.
He was trying to fix it. He was trying to fix his...
He realized he was possessed, and he
couldn't talk to Catholic priests.
And for a brief moment, he had the courage to do what was right.
Catholic priests don't exercise dogs, and the dog tried to take it.
Well, it's not that they don't. It's that parents don't always know when their dog is possessed, and the dog can't go be like, yo, what's up, priest? I'm super possessed. Hit me with that holy water, my boy.
It was too bad. But the dog lived.
Hold on.
Because he had the strength of Satan inside.
Do you think I can Google, get on eBay and look up...
dog exorcist?
No, look up holy water for my pet dog.
Oh, for sure. Also, dog exorcists probably totally exist.
Do you think we should hire one at some point? Should we do a video of us calling a dog exorcist and try to hire him?
Nay. We should train to become one. But with the exception of the ones that have the devil inside, 10 out of 10.
They're so good.
Because clearly the devil is not a one. Because,
like, I had this thought, and I was like, if I had to rank my friends right now, it'd be like, you, Karsten, Witt.
Like, how much do you want to get on here, dude? This is a little personal.
Whitaker is third. Here's the problem. Third in all my friend ranking.
You didn't rank your GF on there, dude.
Well, it doesn't count.
Oh, she doesn't listen, though.
She doesn't listen. So it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Nice. But Whitaker, he's my boy. I love, like, that's the thing. It's like a very specific, interesting love you have for a dog. So I don't think I could feel for another pet.
I did almost cry. Frick me. I did almost cry this week because I was thinking about the day that I put my dog down. Which I know is a way to kill the moments on this podcast.
I love how but it often, did almost it happened this week. How often we bring up the fact that you had to put your dog down on our show. Like, hey, one time Michael had a really good friend and a great dog that he loved so much and he had to put it down. Laugh at our jokes, please. maybe it's a threat. Hey, if you guys don't start liking and sharing our show, we're just gonna start talking about all of the sad pet stories we have.
Are we gonna rate the final pet?
What's the final pet?
Gators.
Oh yeah, gators.
I give him a clean 10 out of 10. Oh, I was gonna give him a clean like 5. Because frankly,
because having a gator is at least an 8 because it's the closest you can have to having a pet dragon nowadays.
True. But also, they just kind of own your bathtub.
They live there.
Like, they live there. And like,
I live here now.
They're like, hey, I need to take a shower. And he's like, no.
No, you don't have
this
to
This is
take
my
a shower.
Home now.
And he goes, yeah, take off all of your clothes and stand yes. in front of me. See what happens, yeah, you
take
dumb
off,
idiot.
Take off your clothes and stand above me.
And see what happens, you big, dumb human idiot. This is my house. I legally own this section of your house now. It's mine. I have the lease.
It's kind of like cats, but they can back it up.
But like a cat, yeah. That's
cats
they,
think they own.
Yeah, everything. Thing, I dare you try to eat a gator. See what happens, you dumb idiot. Try to throw that gator. Go pick him up and throw him, and
it's
see
either,
what happens.
It's either destroy him when he's young, or he owns the place. Like he can, like let's say for instance, let's just say the gator now. Like you said that the gator now owns the deed for the bathroom, right? Then do you move to the room next to the bathroom and go, oh, I own this now? Or do you also know that the
you're
gator...
You're leasing from him.
But still, like, if the gator lives next door, doesn't he technically
is a dictator-
also
well,
live...
Well, it's like a dictatorship. It's like, I kind of have this, but if at any point he wants this, it is his.
Yeah, like, you can have it. I'm cool.
Can you imagine living in Florida, though, and just being like, oh, I got home with my wife and my kids. Oh, there's a gator in our house.
I like to be rational. I consider myself a fairly rational person.
I couldn't do it.
I am legitimately afraid to go to Florida as a state because I know they have the wild gator. And I'm not, this is not a bit. I've said multiple times, I just don't want to go somewhere where I could be walking down the street and like here, I'll be like, oh, there's a squirrel and have it be a gator instead. Because that just seems like where people should not, like I said, if you're a neighbor to a gator, are you really the neighbor, or are you just a slave?
Are you saying that maybe in Florida, like, the people are the walking dead and the gators are the actual survivors who own and rule everything, but people are ruining the gator's environment and home?
People are ruining the gator's homes.
Like, no,
but also,
I guess
they
what I'm asking
they
is,
could
like,
rise up, though.
What I'm asking is do gators really own Florida? And with that being said,
if you thought Planet of the Apes was scary, what about when the gators rise up?
If a gator stands up and starts talking to me, I'll end it. Like, I'm done. I check out. Bye. It's been real.
That's rough, dude. Like, let's just say we're sitting here and a gator comes into the room.
I will run so fast away.
Well, they can run faster than you. That's too bad.
Well, I can, but here's the thing. I can run faster than you.
Do we just have a conversation with them?
Don't you have to, isn't the rule with a gator you have to get to it and close its mouth because its mouth opening pressure is so low?
That is their one weakness.
That you can go.
That you can hold their mouth closed easily with your hands.
Like Molly could.
Yeah, like, yes. Like a small person could hold a gator. That's why they flip over, because their flipping power, very powerful. Also,
because, like,
their crunching power, very powerful.
Very powerful.
Their crunch open power,
very
weak.
2 out of 10.
That's too bad.
They have a 10 out of 10 crunching, but to load that crunch, a 1 out of 10. So I guess if a gator came in here, I would go, Michael, you have to get on it because you weigh more than me, so it can't roll over. And then I guess I try to sneak up on it and close its mouth. And then I guess we get a gun.
If a gator...
This is the reason... This is the real reason the Founding Fathers gave us the right to own weapons. Because, like, hey, we got gators and, like, big, giant cats and crap that exist. And if they just want to... Like, if a mountain lion walked into this house, We couldn't do jack crap about it.
If a gator just bit my belly off, it would give me a head start. And also, he'd be pretty full because it's a lot of food.
You would say, go for it. Oh, no, gator, go for the belly. Go for the belly. Not me. Not the regular flesh parts of me. Do you think you could run away from a gator effectively without your belly? With your belly open and just chilling out for
all to see? Well, if he just got the fat and not the insides. The insides are the good
stuff. But the insides are being holed in by the fat and the skin that would no longer be there. Or do you think that gator's teeth are essentially liposuction, so it'd bite into you, suck out the fat, and then let go?
Do you think the gators like to eat the fat of people like we like the fat of steak?
Probably.
Like it holds all the flavor and whatnot?
Probably.
Like when a gator pulls me and throws me up on the grill, and he pours the seasoning. Do you think he really likes to just bite
it? He goes and gets Dale's?
He bites my...
And I don't mean Dale's steak seasoning, I mean part of Dale. He part wants to eat you both together.
Dale's tastes way better, and he wants to season me with Dale.
Yeah, he seasons you with
and
Dale.
So he grinds you.
Dale was choice.
But, like, he likes to eat... he likes to eat those fatty parts.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that animals are smart enough to where, like... I'm not trying to say anything disparaging about my brother, but if a gator walked in here and knows I can only kill one of these people, I think it would go.
Unless
for
he's
you.
On a low fat diet,
he's on that keto bullcrap.
He wants the lean protein.
In which case, I'd kick him.
Yeah,
dude, I'm not trying to brag or anything. I think I can kick hard enough to kill a gator.
I don't know.
Dog?
I know that you can shoot them with guns and they won't die, so I'm going to guess no.
Dog, why are you underestimating my kick skills?
I know that we could beat up Ben Shapiro, but I don't think we could beat up a gator,
dude. It's not about how hard you can kick. It's about the placement of your kick.
I don't think there's a place you could kick a gator that would kill it.
Here's the thing, dude. Ween.
I don't think gators have weens.
Okay, if gators don't have weens, then how are there more baby gators? How do we have a gator infestation?
They have eggs.
They're born... So a gator's just born with eggs that randomly pop out of it, is what you're saying.
The fish... Well, I don't want to get really biological here, but the fish eggs aren't fertilized when they come out. This is possibly the grossest episode of Let's Watch Your Radio you've ever experienced. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe and buy merch. I feel bad.
I feel good because I think we warned people about the oncoming gator apocalypse. Also, I think, in case you guys are curious, in the hypothetical future situation where somebody offers us our first live show and it's in Florida, we will turn it down. We won't do that.
Kind of almost no matter how. Like, everyone has a price, but almost no matter
almost
how.
Almost no matter
money.
How.
Like, there is a number.
And it's so many dollars.
And it's 100 views on YouTube. Thanks for, do you have any jokes to add to someone?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
Are you hearing an owl?